The Cambridge Rivulets will be using their platform for a greater good on Friday night. The team is getting ready to host its annual mental health game when the Etobicoke Dolphins come to town for a 7:30 p.m. puck drop at Galt Arena Gardens. Among the events being planned, the Waterloo Region Suicide Prevention Council is setting up a booth with resources and information for the public. Electronic donations will be collected. Alisa Brewer Singh, the executive director of WRSPC, along with a local family who has been affected by suicide loss, will be on hand for the ceremonial puck drop. "We think it's important to support this cause because we feel it isn't talked about enough," Rivulets assistant coach Kelly Potocki said. "We'd like the community to know there's no shame in reaching out for help, whether it's for yourself who's struggling, or if you're dealing with suicide loss." The discussion around mental health and pressures in sport has come to the forefront over the last several years, with many professional and even amateur teams providing players with various supports. Potocki hopes hockey can be the mechanism that stimulates meaningful conversation and makes everyone feel more comfortable talking about the topic. "Although with increasing pressures on young athletes, mental health is talked about more, we still feel like there is a stigma around it and are trying to eliminate that," she said. "We hope people can take away there's help and resources available. Mental health struggles are more common than they might think, and they've always got an ally in the Rivulets when it comes to supporting mental health and well-being." On the ice, the Rivulets are facing an Etobicoke team that'll see six players return after winning a gold medal with Team Canada at the U18 Women's World Championships in Vantaa, Finland last week. "We think the game is a great opportunity to get eyes on the cause of mental health, particularly in the environment of competitive sports," Potocki said. Admission to the game is free.